With these words, the prophet Joel calls us to our great annual retreat, the 40 days of Lent. We in Catholic Health know that the pressures of work and life are stressful and daunting. Day's end often finds us drained and burned out. This time of retreat is our yearly opportunity to reset priorities, to set aside time for God, for one another, and for works of compassion and justice. What is at stake is our sense of living out God's calling. This sense of call is often buried under accumulated layers of life and work. This is a matter of the heart. Joel invites us back to the journey of our whole heart to discover again the roots of our vocation. It is a time to return to the Lord and to a deeply felt orientation to those whose lives we are privileged to share and serve. Lent is our journey back to the wellsprings of hope and compassion that make our lives rich and worthwhile. For Christians, the cross of ashes traced upon us today will become newly burnished at Easter. Once again, that resplendent cross traced on our foreheads at baptism. This journey helps us center ourselves in that deep desire that roots our lives in God and care for one another. At Easter, we will immerse our newcomers to faith in the waters of baptism and renew our own baptismal commitment. It is a recommitment to our calling, to extend the Lord's healing touch, especially to those in greatest need. We do not do this alone. Joel inaugurates our Lenten retreat by bringing us together. Call an assembly, gather the people. Only by taking this journey together can we hope to find the support and passion necessary to give our hearts and hands once again to the Lord's great work of healing this broken, beloved world, one person, one patient, one coworker at a time. Let us pray together. Lord, recreate our hearts this Lent. Give us new eyes for the needs of your people in their great want. Train our hands for the humble service you ask of us each day. Deepen our hunger for that baptismal living through which you call us to help renew your beloved people and world in justice and in peace. In your precious and life-giving name, we pray. Amen.